Not enabled for.
You see the enabled up at the top for you to start typing?
Mm-mm. Edit document. Let's see if that'll mm-hmm. do it. Okay. Yes, I have typed in a yes. The starting time was 3:20. The date is January 20th. Are you able to see the modifications? Are you able to
stop? Let me stop sharing it, then you can share it, Dr. Wyatt.
Okay.
You have the share option at the bottom.
Would you please send those students to the media center at this time? Thank you.
Are you able to share it, Dr. White?
I am trying to move everything around now okay. to share it. Share screen.
If not, we can work from the blank one and she can record her minutes on her screen.
Okay. So Dr. White, while you do that, I will go ahead and go to our next item. So a quorum has been established and we will go ahead and move into our action items. So the first action item that we do have, our first order of business is to approve the agenda.
So I move that we approve the agenda as written.
Yes, thank you. Do we need to add any necessary changes or anything, or just keep it as written?
Somebody got to second it.
Okay,
I second it. I said I had it on mute, but I second that.
Just really, really quickly, y'all, Principal Longley, you can't make a motion.
No motions?
No motions, no seconds, no voting.
Okay.
So I need somebody else to do it.
I'll step up.
Y'all let me know when you need me. That's great.
It's a lot of time he gets to
so
relieve.
So let me go ahead and put the motion on the floor for us to approve the agenda as written with any necessary corrections.
I second that.
And it was motioned by the chairperson of Dawn Archie and seconded by Edward Pendleton. Dr. Wyatt, can you go ahead and put that in the notes as well?
Motion to accept previous minutes by
who's ever sharing the screen. It just it's showing the Zoom launch screen.
Oh, and I think that's me. How do I get back to the document that I was typing in is what I was looking for.
It looked like when you had popped it up earlier, you go down on the bottom.
That one was in the email.
Oh.
Miss Jacoby, I have a quick question. My parent is trying to log in and it's saying that her email is not authorized to log in.
To the Zoom meeting, she shouldn't need it. She should just be able to copy the Zoom link that's on your GoTeam page and have access to the meeting.
I had to put in my APS email.
That would be
sent me a screenshot.
That would be a toggle in how you set up the meeting then. I don't know if you can go to the meeting settings and allow anybody in.
Did she try using the passcode stuff the way that I went through?
She did. It's saying that it's only for authorized attendees.
Yeah, so you might have to go into the meeting settings.
Good. That looks good. Dr. White, we can see that.
Okay, awesome. And you know what? It's probably because of the authentication with APS just not allowing anybody to log in. So no, that was off. I'm sorry, y'all.
No, the motion was made by you, Ms. Archie.
By Don Archie, chairperson.
And seconded by you.
No, but oh no, you're fine. Okay. So Ms. Jacoby, quick question. So my parent is not able to join because of I guess whatever settings I have. Can we go ahead and proceed since we still have a quorum?
I want to try to get her in though.
Okay. Yeah, you can, but I really want her to be able to come in, even if you can find the phone number for the meeting information.
Can you make me the host?
I am the host or and I'm Dr. Wyatt, the co-host.
Yeah, but you can still make Mr. Longley another host or co-host.
I'll play around with the settings and see if I can get it adjusted.
Okay. I just made you the co-host. I didn't hear you. I had my earpiece in my ear. You see the phone up on here? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. But she says she's going to try to dial in.
Do I type in Ms. Jacoby as present?
No, I'm just here for support.
All right, thank you.
And thank you for being here.
My pleasure. I put a link from Zoom about how to change that toggle possibly.
Okay, yeah, see that.
Are you recording? I don't see the little red light.
It is.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, Dr. White, are you going to share your screen again with the agenda?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right, folks. So moving right along with our agenda.
I'm sorry. I was on mute. If you can give me an email address for that parent, then I can send her this link.
It is. Give me 1 second. Leave it. She just sent it to me. It's T-E-R-R.
Wait, once. Okay. T-E-R-R. Got it.
I-N. And then Brown.
Yep.
85.
Yes.
At outlook.com.
Okay. Thank you all.
Hello. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm able to get in, but I'm on the phone. I dialed in.
Oh, okay. Great.
Yes. Hello there.
Yes. Hope that you could. I wanted you to be able to.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
I'm back to the agenda.
Okay. Great.
So approval of previous minutes, is that the?
Uh-huh, thank you, Mr. Pendleton. All right, so Dr. Wyatt, you do have the agenda posted. Thank you so very much. So there we are here to the approval of the previous from our last meeting. This is a motion that needs to be voted on. So I'm making a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting with any necessary corrections.
I move that the meeting minutes from the previous meeting be accepted as written.
Oh, thank you. So, okay, thank you. Do I need to amend the motion to say accepted as written?
No.
Okay.
As written is already understood. If we were doing something different, then we would need to amend it.
All right, so all those in favor, say A. Say aye.
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 Opposers have the same rights. Any opposers? Hearing none, seeing none, the minutes from the previous meeting will be accepted. I was about to say at the sound of the gavel.
I got to get my mind right. Huh? What you say, Mr. Longley?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, I was about to say at the sound of the gap, I have to mentally get my mind. I have to shift gears, basically. Okay. All right, moving right along so we can go ahead and get finished. So we do have an action item that we will need to discuss. So our first action item that we do need to talk about is we do have to fill our open seats. So this is why our wonderful parent, Ms. Brown, she is the parent of one of our third graders here at Scott Elementary. She is going to sit in as our one of the community members. So I am nominating Ms. Taryn Brown as our community member. Do I have any?
A second.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for that. So it has been motioned again by the chair, Dawn Archie, to have Ms. Taryn Brown be the community member and seconded by Mr. Edward Pendleton. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposers will have the same rights. Hearing none, seeing none. Ms. Taryn Brown, thank you so very much. I'm glad you did come on. You are now our community member that has filled that seat for us.
Okay.
And then moving right along on our agenda, we do have to change our meeting date. We have to change several meeting dates, and we will have to vote on each one of the meeting. So wait, Mr. Kobe, will we have to do each one, February and March, separately as far as the vote, or can I put them together in one motion?
You can put them together.
You can put them together in one.
Okay. So we do have to change our February and March meeting dates because one, we need to get the budget and everything together for Mr. Longley. And then two, that's March. The February meeting is the reschedule from our November meeting. And then the March meeting, we need to change the date so Mr. Longley can have the information he needs for when he meets with the superintendent. So as far as February is concerned, what about, is everybody okay with either February the 7th, which is a Monday, or February the 10th, which is a Thursday? Which day would be better, the 10th or the 7th?
You want to start with the 7th, maybe?
Okay.
Just for curiosity, February 7th sounds like the day after the Super Bowl. Just not that as umbrellas. You know.
Okay, so let's go ahead and do. We don't know what's going to happen that day, so let's go ahead.
Thursday.
February 10th. Mm-hmm. Is that good for everyone?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And Mr. Kobe, we do need to motion that one, correct?
But we want to lay out, we want to make a motion for the whole slate of the dates. So let's put all the dates out.
Okay, we did say that.
All the dates as presented.
Together, okay. And then for March, either...
Well, if we can follow that same pattern, so February 10th is the second Thursday.
And then March the 10th as well is the second. I'm sorry. Yeah, March the 10th is the second Thursday as well. So we can do it on that day. Will that work?
Right. And then we can just kind of stick with that pattern so that way we know.
So the March date was what? What date?
The 10th as well.
Thursday. In February, second Thursday in March.
March.
10th. All right, so for our motion, I move that we...
And well, you're going to need to add a sixth meeting because you didn't meet in November, right?
Right.
So you need March and April.
That was the February meeting.
Right, so April we won't be able to keep the second Thursday pattern because that will be during spring break. Mm-hmm. So I will potentially suggest...
And February is a short month, so
we're talking about in April. Fourth Thursday, which I'm sorry, the third Thursday. Oh, the second Thursday is the 14th. We'll be back. Mm-hmm. So again, just trying to be some consistency with second Thursdays. So the second Thursday in February is 14th, looks like.
It is. Yeah.
In April, you mean?
In April, excuse me. Right. In April. So then that way we will have the same pattern February, March, April with second Thursday.
Okay. All right. So I move that we have the following amendments to our calendar. So we will change, we will have a meeting on February the 10th, March the 10th, and April the 14th.
Okay. My question is, should that be added in under discussion items?
No, it's under action items. Do I need to restate the motion again for everyone?
No, I second it.
No, I heard.
210, okay. 310, and 414.
Yes. So it has been properly moved by Dawn Archie to have to February the 2nd as the date for the next meeting, March the 10th as in the follow-up meeting, and then for our final meeting, April the 14th. All those in favor, show by the usual sign, saying aye.
Aye.
Opposers will have the same rights. Hearing none, seeing none, the dates will be changed. Okay, moving right along on our agenda. We did our action items, we filled our open seat, we changed our meeting dates, and now we need to go into our discussion items now. So discussion items that we do have to talk about, let me get my notes back up here together, folks. Give me one second. Kobe has been so instrumental in this whole process. I really appreciate you. Okay, so our first discussion item is that we have to talk about our strategic plan. And Mr. Longley, will you assist with this process?
Sure. So something we've talked about before, but we have not had the opportunity to have a working session for developing a strategic plan. So I'm going to share my screen. And this is Google Doc right here. School strategic plan, Scott Elementary School. And so it's going to kind of be a working session. And what that looks like is we have looked at, and forgive me, sometimes I have a lot of meetings and they start to run together. I'm not sharing anything. I'm just looking at, sorry. So school strategic plan, I'm trying to make it larger so that way we can actually see. All right, guys. So as you can see here on that plan, we have this some filling in that needs to happen. So we're going to add our mission and vision to that, but particularly want to talk about the goals. So these SMART goals should represent those same goals that are on our school improvement plan, which is by the end of the 2021-22 school year, Scott Elementary School will increase the percent of grades 3 through 5 students scoring proficient or above in reading by 3%. And the same thing over here, and that's reading and mathematics. Scott Elementary School will increase the percentage of grades 3 through 5 students scoring proficient or above in mathematics by 3%. This is as measured by the GMAS as compared to the 2019. But now I'm understanding that measurements are changing. At the state level, they're still in flux. So what we're doing is we're still looking to make that improvement mark. Thus far, when I give my informational report, I'll be able to show you how we have largely accomplished and surpassed some of these goals already, but this is what is in our school improvement plan. So we wanted to share that with you. Also, then the third goal is by the end of the school year, we will increase the average daily attendance rate by 4%. And the increase of that rate by 4% will bring us to 83.5, which we are also currently exceeding. So there is some formatting, but right now in this working session, I want to get information down. Min, text, fonts, all those things in that formatting can take place. But looking down into some of those strategic priorities and initiatives. So Implementing rigorous and culturally relevant, linguistically responsive curriculum with fidelity to all core content areas, instruction of best practices of tier one instruction. That is there, particularly just looking at, so if we know those are initiatives, what are our priorities, right? And then so facilitating English language arts, professional learning series, making sure that those things happen. There are some other instructional priorities. And what are the strategies we use to accomplish that? So we identify the goals. Then based on these goals, what things should be priority and what strategies will we use to attach those priorities? What I would like to offer to you all, because this is probably more than that can be done in this one session right now to be determined, is if there are additional priorities that you think based around our goals should be considered. And that is the work that we're asking of this group at this time. Based on our, if we know our goals are to improve our students' performance, and I'm summarizing, to improve our students' performance in reading, to improve their performance in mathematics, and to increase attendance. Because if they're not in school, we have trouble, we can't educate them. So based on those three goals, are there additional priorities that you believe should be added to accomplish?
I don't think so, Mr. Longley. I feel like we're already doing a lot to keep the students, you know, to help with the students with the care team, making sure, you know, if they're coming to school. We just added that WIN 2.0. So I feel like we're already pushing out a lot of information or just things to the students to help with our goals.
And so while I agree with you, I appreciate that. Let me push back a little bit and say we are doing the most. Like, we're doing a lot of things. But I think the key is to make sure that all of those different things that we're doing, or at least most of them, are represented in the document on paper. So a person who's not here would not know about all of those other things that we're doing if we don't put them into the strategic plan.
Do we need to speak to the interventions that are taking place?
I would think that I would include that as a priority. Obviously, these numbers are there because they were cut and paste from our school improvement plan. But for notes purposes right here, I'll add on number 6. I'll make a note for myself. And let's just add that, what we'll say, our interventions/enrichment. And so because that is a priority for us and a way that we are closing some of the academic challenges that our students are having, I think that that is a school priority. We made it a priority in our master schedule, in our materials, in our spending. So I think that's a great suggestion. Think about some of those other things that we think that are key to the success of accomplishing our goals. So what we have listed so far is our intervention and enrichment block. And of course, I will formulate the language later and bring that to you to review. But just listing them.
I think that SEL is pinnacle because it helps the student train themselves to regulate their behavior so that they can maintain and be aware of the learning processes that are taking place. Self-control is key.
So as a strategic priority, I would say that because that also has a lot to do with attendance, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you're dealing with wellness, when you're dealing with wellness, when you're dealing with culture and climate and environment, their ability to persevere through difficult situations, that does impact our attendance and our academics. So SEL program. And then what I don't see listed is anything directly related to our mathematics. I see our English language arts, and I see our intervention, I see our SEL, and then the overall tier one instruction. But I would think that we would need to add one more category that specifically says what we are doing to improve things in mathematics.
So you want to mention specifically the WIN block?
I have the WIN block. The WIN block is what's there when it says intervention enrichment block. I try not to use the terminology just WIN because outside of the building, people may not be familiar with that acronym, exactly. But what I need. So I will clean the language up and bring it back to the group for review. But
can we put something in there? Scheduled, how do you say it? Scheduled, are ready.
What and it's personalized learning. And then so iRady and those other factors are about personalized learning. So if we're going to say that that is a strategic priority that we're doing, and then the intervention block and the iReady and iRead and all those other different programs, the programs don't matter. So the programs aren't really about, we could choose a different program next year, but the fact is saying we're committing to doing that work of focusing on developing content that is targeted specifically for our students' needs. Okay. And then what will come next is once that language is created, the strategies that are associated with it. So for instance, intervention enrichment block, particularly utilizing all staff members to create two programs using HMH, Harcourt Mifflin, to identify student student bases and push out their needs. In personalization, that's what we will talk about, using utilizing flexible content. And having students be able to move, be assessed regularly and move frequently as they are able to. So I believe we don't want to have too many priorities, but if we wanted to rank those, so right now we have a priority that talks about our curriculum as a whole, one specifically for providing professional language, professional development and reading, our SEL, personalization, intervention, enrichment block. That is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We might even have 1 too many, but that is 5 priorities. I think that is enough priorities to reasonably be able to handle, and then we would attach strategies directly to them. For example, if you look at the top, where we're talking about the core curriculum in number one, over there you have 1A, B, and C. Weekly data meetings, conducting our professional learning communities, and facilitating the English Language Arts PL series. Those are all directly attached to that priority. So we link the strategies with those priorities. If I was to continue to go ahead, I think that's number two.
So, Ms. Long, when you have that 1A, B, and C that you just talked about, that corresponds to the one, because I see that these school strategic priorities, the numbering is off.
This has to be formatted. I actually did not put these in. They started doing part of the work for us by going into our school improvement plan and pulling pieces from that and placing in here so we wouldn't be starting at scratch. So the formatting is off, but the content is accurate.
Yeah. Okay. And I appreciate it. I'm not talking down on the format at all. I'm just saying, is that 1A, B, and C correspond to school strategic priority one?
I would say C does not directly. It does, but C more correlates to the second bullet point.
Right. That's what I was trying to get for.
Yeah. But the problem is some of these are going to run together because you may utilize the same strategy in more than one area.
Right.
Because the professional language arts series is going to assist with the tier one instruction, but it also directly relates to making sure that we even host that PL. And then here, we talk about intervention block. So implementing intervention block, 4-day prescriptive instructional program, where that strategy is outlined right there. SEL, and utilizing the team of those wraparound service personnel. Those pieces are right there. And so all of those things are in there.
Personalization, would that have something to do with this, like our WOW day we're about to go into tomorrow?
That's a part of it. But that WOW day is going to be inclusive of all of our priorities because each core subject, reading, we'll be doing reading planning, which will be goal 1 and 2. It is professional learning by itself. So that's goal number 2. So WOW day is fully inclusive. Personalization, if we leave it its own section, or that can be a part of that intervention and enrichment block. I would have probably moved it up there. That way the priorities are down to 4.
Okay.
And that is inclusive of that.
That sounds good.
We could make personalization actually the priority, and then the strategy is the intervention and enrichment block.
Yeah.
So, and then we won't be overloaded with priorities. We will have 4 priorities that we need to have. So when we look forward, excuse me here, now it was too big, now I need to make it smaller. Review what we said you're doing in your previous strategic plan, reflect on whether you achieve the impact that you expected. These guidelines will help set the stage for the rest of this needs assessment. So did we achieve or make progress towards our goals identified in the strategic plan? What evidence or data do you have? So based on our test scores, and again, we accomplished our goals in in mathematics, but did not accomplish our goal in reading. Now, our last strategic plan was interrupted during that time is when the last two school years were impacted through the pandemic. So we actually did not have the opportunity to fully accomplish that plan. So. But what I'm gonna say in the interest of time, I want to review the questions with you all. Then we will maybe work together to share this Google Doc, fill in more information, and then at our next meeting, be able to fully present it, complete it, because at this point, we won't be able to, get through the fullness of the agenda. But implementation, did you and Fidelity say that you were going to do in your strategic plan? Yes, we did. We followed the strategic plan to the T, all the way up to the point to where school was closed. So that does happen, but we'll reflect on that as a group. And when this is filled in, we will revisit this conversation at another time. I already have these completed as well. So I would ask, if permissible, now that we've identified our goals, our strategies, and our priorities, that we could go back to the agenda, Ms. Archie, and then we will participate from there. And then the more updated version will be presented to this group to decide if you all would like to accept that work.
I do have one quick question. If you go back to that, if one of your SMART goals is in math, I didn't see any priorities around math.
So the priority number one specifically spoke to both core subjects in reading and mathematics. And then there are strategies that need to be added that specifically relate to math. But priority number one, we did include tier one instruction, which includes both reading and mathematics. Now, if you're saying we should explicitly state them and list them separately, then that's a different matter. But goal number one and priority number one, as listed, included tier one instruction.
Okay, I just didn't notice, but that may have been bad on my part. So, but thank you.
Yeah, no, you're right. It didn't explicitly say math, but it did say tier one and core instruction, which is, which is inclusive of reading and mathematics.
Thank you, Mr. Longley. The next thing we needed to do from our agenda, we just had to rank the strategic priorities.
Can't rank the priorities without having a developed strategic plan.
Right.
So you guys have to finish developing that strategic plan before you can rank the priorities. And you have to rank the priorities before Principal Longley can build the budget. I don't know. You guys may need to shove in a work session between now and February 10th in order to finish that strategic plan. Correct. Because otherwise you're not going to have time to do the budget, because you have to have that budget feedback, draft, and discussion before you have your staffing conference on February 21st.
February 21st, okay. But then February 10th allows us to be able to do that. We'll meet the 21st deadline. So what we'll do is we will set a work session where we can do complete that together. It is in a Google Doc right now, which is shared. Mm-hmm. So I'll make sure that it's shared with all members of this team, where we can go in and update it, and then we will set a time to continue that process.
Okay, well, with that being said, we are, Ms. Longley, do you have any additional information that you needed to share with the team?
The information items, yeah, we're in that section now. There are a couple of things I need to share. So particularly in the information item, I believe for this meeting, it was asked that we share ACES data as well as, what was that? Because I got them all minimized up here. I have ACES data down here ready to go through those slides. It's very quick through those slides, as well as our universal screener. That's what it was, universal screener data as well. So many of you have seen this, but I will still share it. If you stop sharing, I will share it this time. So what ACES is, just to back up for those who do not know, it's a new process that Atlanta Public Schools has engaged in. I'm trying to figure out how to, I don't like Google Slides. There like a present button or something?
There is. If you go up to the top right next to share, click on slideshow.
Oh, it was behind the Go Team box. Gotcha. So ACES is a process, long story short, it is a research-based process that has been successful in many districts and many states, with the information being based out of Harvard, where each school puts together a presentation is created for us, and we fill in our information to where it rolls in, and then we go and we present it to not only the superintendent, but basically the district as a whole, within representatives from all departments are there, where they get an opportunity to intimately feel what is the state of our school. So our ACES took place where I presented in September, could have been October. So it's been quite a while, which is why I will speed up, because this information is a bit dated, because I do have updated information for you. William J. Scott, close to name. All this is information that you know. Our associate superintendent is Dr. Wolfolk. Years at the school, 6 years, 6 years as principal. Number of first-year teachers. At the time, this was zero. That number now is one, because that person was hired after the presentation. Our signature program is STEM. Reading programs, Foundations, Readygen, Read 180. Mathematics programs are My Math. Financial information. So our Title I budget, that has that doesn't have too many comments. That's correct. FY22. So that is $4,665,320. With 80% remaining to spend. But again, that was in September. It was $62,000 in holdover funds. Our enrollment, I did not mean to do that. Go back. Enrollment information. So at that time, in 22, we had about 319 students enrolled. We have since grown. I do not have the exact number at this moment, but we do have a new ACES that is coming up next month. So there will be an updated presentation that says how we're doing. So we're looking at our 22 attendance. So attendance take rate, 99.8%. Thank you all for taking attendance. Average daily attendance rate is 87.1. If you do remember, our goal for this year would have been 83.5, which is a 4% improvement. So in September, we were exceeding that. We are still currently exceeding that, and we are actually higher than this 87.1 right now. We are at 88%, giving you all the most updated information. Students not chronically absent, we were about 52%. We are still struggling with absences, even though our average daily attendance rate is higher. Only having half of the school not being chronically absent is a real challenge. So that's something that we want to work on. Our suspension rate by subgroup is zero. So we have done very well in that. So as of October 20th, that was our date this year. MAP fall assessment results. And then so we look at MAP assessment results from the fall. Our take rate was just above 95% of students participating. And this is what how the results showed. Fair. Overall, 11% of the students were proficient and above in English language arts, and 5% proficient and above in math. And then there are breakdowns, particularly female students, male students, students with disabilities. EL stands for English learners. English language learners is usually ELL, excuse me. Black students, Hispanic students, and white students at the time, large enough for a subgroup. Just for informational purposes, but in order for a group of students to be considered a subgroup for CCRPI, we would need to have at least 15. 15 is that number. 15 is that number. And on top of that, so you say, well, why don't we have enough students in the subgroup for our Hispanic? Because that 15 would have to be in grades 3, 4, and 5. We have more than 15 students in our English learners or in our Hispanic subgroup across the school, but not concentrated in grades 3, 4, and 5. Majority of our students that are English language learners or our Hispanic students are in our lower grades in our primary space. HMH doses, that is our intervention program. So average daily minute usage, do the math, 30 minutes, Read 180, 30 minutes, System 44, 30 minutes, and I Read 30 minutes, 3 days. But again, this is back in October. So we have since then increased that, and we are in WIN 2.0. Action step one, conduct weekly data meetings, grade levels, weekly professional learning communities to design and plan instruction. I think that everyone here would agree that we have accomplished that first action step and making sure that these things are occurring on a weekly basis. Action step two, implementing an intervention block, 4-day prescriptive instructional program in reading and math with fluid groups, targeted lessons, and teacher-directed virtual lessons. So now you see the continuity from our school improvement goal to our strategic plan down to our action steps. But we have accomplished that and we're doing very well with that to the point that we've extended that intervention block to now have WIN 2.0. Action step three, utilizing our wraparound service personnel, including all of those names you see listed, to eliminate barriers for students and families to school success. And that one is generalized because this group does specialize in student needs. So that could be attendance, that could be housing, that could be clothing. There are so many different things, healthcare that they work on as a group. We had to make sure that it is general so that way we could accurately represent the full amount of work for that group. And so that actually was the ACES presentation. After that presentation, it was very short. After that presentation, we were opened up to questions from the district as a whole, from the superintendent, everyone would ask lots of questions. In the interest of time, I'm gonna move forward to recent information because I would like for you all to have the most updated information. We will not go through this entire show, but I want to give you an update as far as our universal screeners are concerned. So we announced that mission, vision, RAMS, motto, APS 5. So the mission of Scott Elementary School, we will take it from here. We'll make sure it is added to our strategic plan. It's also on our websites, on our hallways, in our banners and our posters. Our vision, the same thing will be added with that same process. Respectful, accepting of others, manageable, and safe. APS 5 remains in effect here. Data, curriculum instruction, signature programming, whole child and intervention, and personalized learning. So those were some updates regarding Scott Elementary School in the news, pilot school for personalization, fundraisers, grants, $2,000, $5,000, very good things, school improvement goals that we have seen, improvement in reading, improvement in mathematics, improvement in attendance. I'm only going through these because we have covered them today. But I wanted to let you all know what is our improvement look like when it comes to map data, as far as map data is concerned. So what you do see here is on the top is the fall score and the bottom number is the winter score for where our school performed in achievement overall. And at the top is the district as a whole. So these are screenshots from APS Viz. And so what you do see is we had great growth here. If you remember, our goals were 3% for the year. And between August and December, we were able to show a 6% growth overall in those areas. And so to make it very plain, fall, again, so this is why I went away from ACES because it only has fall. This one has fall and winter, from 11% to 14%. That change is 3% at grades K through 5. When we look at grades 3 through 5, which is what we will be tested on in our state CCRPI, that change is 7%. So they're actually doing very well. And we have already accomplished a goal to this point of the year. We're going to continue to work to make it even longer. So again, the graphing is here where you can see where we started in this first category and where we are now in this second category here, when that's just by the middle of the year. To make it plain, again, beginning in the fall, with 5%, and in the winter, we made that jump to 14%. And so that is a change of 11% overall and a reduction of level one. So our lowest level students, the students who were struggling the most, we were able to reduce that by 14%. And when we look at grades 3 through 5 in particular, they grew from 4% to 16%. So that is a change of 12%, a long way away from the 3% goal that was set, but not yet accomplishing our pre-pandemic levels. And this measures our growth. How are we doing? How are we performing in terms of growth? So in many areas, we cover where Scott Elementary School was even ranked out of the 60 schools on this website, 62, I believe it was. In reading, number 22. So reading those grades 3 through 5, number 20, and meeting those growth targets. So you can particularly look at how each grade level did. That dark green is those who exceeded expectation. The light green are those who met expectation, and the red are those who did not meet the expectation. That doesn't mean they didn't grow at all, but it does mean they did not grow as much as we expected them to in that time frame. So we are still working to grow with that, doing very well. Mid-year map data right here for growth, quintile, in our quintile. So Scott Elementary School was fifth out of all 60 schools in their growth and for math, and growing students at the highest percentage. And what these colors mean are that they grew more than 80% of students across the country in their grade level, you know, 16%. So this is very good. Even the orange down here is still in the average. You're in the low average. So all four of these numbers make up positive growth for our kids. And this is the area in the red that we're looking to reduce. Mid-year math data growth target in mathematics. We were actually the third highest. We had the third highest growth in mathematics in the entire school district. So doing very well in that area. So again, we're talking about growth, not achievement. While our achievement numbers were very low, we are moving our kids drastically and at a rapid pace, and we're going to continue to do that at this time. So you can see 59% of our kids exceeded expectations, that, and those were not our expectations, to be clear. That was the expectation set forth by the company that says, statistically speaking, scientifically speaking, this is where a child should be at this point in time. And then so we have exceeded that by that rate, and we're looking to continue that. So looking at our students with disabilities, making sure that they're always in our mind and we're performing with them, where were they at? So in mathematics, those students made it to number 15. And in reading, those students actually made it to number one in the district in terms of meeting their growth expectations with over 83% with 83% of students meeting their expectations for growth in reading. So that is our winter mid-year data. Are there any questions about that? I also am willing to distribute this PowerPoint to anyone who does not have it so that you can see. But in summary format, we have already surpassed our goals. So we're setting new goals for this year. And we're going to continue pushing our kids to the highest levels of achievement possible by the end of the year. So that way we can celebrate their achievement levels and not just their growth. And a strategic plan that we're going to create in our work session is what's going to help us to do that. On the agenda, is there any other additional information for us?
Nope.
Okay, great.
All right, any announcements? The only thing that I have, and everybody does know, is that our next meeting will be on February the 10th, and that will be a working meeting to finish up our strategic plan.
No, we have to have a working meeting prior to that.
Okay.
We're going to have to work on a strategic plan before that, because in that meeting, we're going to have to approve things that the plan will have to be done before then. So I will get with you about scheduling it. We'll get together.
Does anyone else have any other questions, comments?
Announcements? Something else? Yeah. Anybody want to make a million and want to share?
I have a few announcements. One, first off, welcome, Ms. Brown. Thank you so much for joining the GO team at Scott. My name is Diane Jacoby. I'm the school governance liaison, and I help support the team. So you'll be seeing some emails from our office. Secondly, I hope everybody saw the notifications about the trainings, especially the budget training for the budget to, it is a mandatory annual training to complete that budget training. I promise you the video is about 5 minutes, and it's only about 10 questions that you have to answer through Ellis. For those people who are APS employees, you access with your APS email. If you're not an APS employee, we have sent you information at your email that we have on record. So wherever you get your email from us, that's the account that you use. And also, we are going to be having declarations, because it is elections are coming up. Declarations for GO Team seats will open on February 1st. We have two parent seats and two staff seats, which are opening up. So please consider either running again, or if you have reached the end of your term, to help find your replacement and invite somebody else to declare. We will be sending next week information to all of our GoTee members to let you know when your term is ending and if you should declare, or if you're interested in declaring your candidacy again. So I thank you very much. And if you have any questions about the trainings, because you need to do your annual ethics training, your annual budget training, and for some of you, you need to do the new member orientation in Ellis. You're welcome to reach out to our office and we're happy to help.
So I had a question real quick. So any of those trainings that we have to do, they're already populated for us, as if they're not completed, they will already be populated in Ellis?
Correct.
Okay.
The ethics and budget are annual. You have to do those every year. But Mr. Pendleton,
school year, or is it?
You've done the ethics already, so it's the budget that you
have. I was confused.
No, GoTee. It's ethics for Go Teams.
Oh,
so even ethics. Yeah, it's a different ethics course.
That's all. I'm like, okay, I thought I just did that. All right,
right.
Okay.
But it's a ethics,
they're listed in Ellis if you've done them. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. So Mr. Pendleton, just to let you know, I have that you completed your new member orientation, and you have to do your ethics. You have done the in-person orientation, and you also did your officer training. So we thank you for that.
So just the ethics one is the
it's just
team of ethics.
And yeah, budget. Just the ethics and budget.
Oh. Okay.
Ms. Jacoby, go ahead and mark me down because I did my ethics training, my new members.
Well, it's in the system. You got to be in the
system. Yeah, it will be in the system, and we have to take the, okay. About once every week or 2 weeks, we make sure to transfer the information, but I always make sure that my database is as up to date as possible before we send out reminders.
Thank you. I'm okay. Writing that down right now. Yeah,
Ms. Jacoby, I have a question about adding the minutes to the GoTeam website.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you able to tell me how to do that?
So did you get the email with the secretary's instructions? There's a video and there's information, and you have access to the back end of the Scott webpage, I believe.
Okay, I'll go back and look for that, because there's some information that I want to add to these minutes after you all leave.
Okay, hang on. Let me make sure that you can get onto the Scott webpage.
And Mr. Colby, we need to have the minutes added up like 48 hours after this meeting, or is there a particular time frame?
So it's a summary.
Okay.
The meeting summary is just the actions that were taken.
Okay.
And I mean, the thing to remember, y'all, is that Go Teams are considered public governing bodies. So these rules are actually part of Georgia open meeting laws. These are not, some of these things are not things that were developed in APS or these are actual Georgia laws. So a meeting summary just says who was at the meeting and what actions were taken. Very short. So not a whole lot. If you have draft minutes, you're welcome to post the draft minutes as your meeting summary, because it will include that information. Different teams do it different ways. Some post a summary, some post the draft minutes. Ms. Wyatt, I will send you an email with the link to where you can find all the instructions for secretary information. And if you don't see... you are listed as an editor for the GoTeam page, Scott's GoTeam page. Ooh. So you should be able to log in or at least request a new password. If you have difficulty with that, then we have to reach out to the webmaster to get him to reset your password. But watch the video in the email that I send you, and then see if you have any difficulty. And if not, we'll address it after that.
Okay. Thank you much.
All right.
Thank you, Mr.
Long. Any other questions that I can help with?
No, you've been quite helpful, though.
Sorry.
Well, thank you all so much.
A lot of people in the office, so I'm going to go.
Yeah.
All right, so if there are no other questions or comments, we have reached the end of our agenda. And if there is no additional business at this time, No.
You can't motion, Principal Longley.
No, I didn't. I was reminding her. To get emotional.
Listen, I'm following my notes.
I motioned to adjourn the meeting. I got to go. I motioned to adjourn the meeting.
Okay. And
I move.
Okay, go ahead, Dr. Wyatt.
No, I was just saying I move. The motion is the document.
I move.
All in favor, show by the usual sign.
Aye.
Opposers will have rights. So the seeing none, hearing none, the meeting will be adjourned. The meeting is adjourned at 4:22.
Thank you, everyone.
All righty, 4:22 it is.
All right, Ms. Archie, if you could hang on for just a minute and hit stop on the recording, I'd appreciate it. Okay.